Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Well, hello, you have reached Journeys of the Light, Lilydale Radio. Well, the season is coming upon us very soon, and we have an amazing program for you this summer. So it starts on June the 21st, and it goes to September the 1st. And so pick up your Lilydale brochure calling in. You call into the office and ask for a brochure at 716-595-8721. So if you want the summer program in hard copy, phone in at 716-595-8721. So you're here with John White, one of the mediums here at Lilydale, and one of four shows that we have broadcasting from our beautiful downtown Lilydale. If you'd like to phone in and talk about your spiritual experiences or any questions about mediumship, psychic ability, intuition, and any other of the gifts of the spirit, then simply just call in and we will answer your questions. And you can call in at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. And we have somebody that wants to say hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I said, can you hear me? Okay, we'll get that person to phone back. And that was actually our host, Joyce Kelly. She's on her way. And so you're with John White, one of the mediums here at Lilydale. And you know, in Lilydale, we teach you how to become what I like to call spiritually and intuitively more aware. So, and the other part of that is becoming intuitively literate. Now, I always like to ask people this question: do you know of any spiritual master teacher who never meditated? Do you know of any spiritual master teacher who never meditated? And if you do, I would like to know what their name is. It's like me asking you, do you know anybody who is academically very intelligent, who never learned how to read and write, okay, or do math? Well, see, we're talking literacy. Now, a long time ago, when some people did not know how to read and write, and only a few people did, they thought it was special. They thought it was amazing. But it's simply intuition, okay? It's simply education. And so here at Lilydale, we are teaching you how to become intuitively intelligent. And so in a few moments, Joyce is going to come in and say hello to everybody and welcome you. Now, Joyce is actually doing a course here in Lilydale. And it's Joyce. Is it called Women's Weekend?
Well, there's a couple different special events going on this year. For the very first time, actually, they're going to have a women's annual retreat. Now, this is different than the women's self-empowerment retreat that they have sometimes in September. So this will be pre-season, okay, women's retreat weekend, first annual event, May 17th through the 19th, starts Friday night, Grow Your Business in the Female-Only Sweat Lodge. Saturday starts off with Gentle Flow Yoga and Meditation, then a women's empowerment group. as well as many other special events that weekend. And then they're going to have the pre-summer kickoff June 7th through the 9th. And that is actually the weekend where I'll be teaching my class for the first time this summer. I'll also be teaching it on August 8th. So Friday night, that pre-summer kickoff, Friday night is a luau-themed beach party with drumming. Sometimes the drumming circles can be quite spiritual. You know, people go into trances and see, you know, they see visions and they see people shape-shifting. That's the word I was looking for. Saturday, there's going to be a message and healing service as well as yoga and meditation, special guided nature hike, spoon bending. Saturday evening, 7 to 9 in the auditorium, there's going to be a special event. And then Sunday, there's going to be my class, Ayurvedic facial yoga, and another class on the chakras. So there's plenty of special events going on in Lilydale, some of them for the first time. And if you have seen the catalog, you know that this season is fuller than ever. And John and I got a special sneak peek in the Sunflower Cafeteria. I don't know if it's going to be called that this year, but John, why don't you tell everybody about that?
Okay, yes, our cafeteria is getting all fixed up. And for those of you who like special coffees like me, they're going to have special coffee there. And we're going to have beautiful screens on the walls. It's just an amazing place. So everybody here at Lilydale is starting to wake up like the sunflower, because the sunflower is a symbol of Lilydale. And we're getting ready for the season. And for those of you who like Tim Hortons, well, let me tell you something. The next town to Lilydale is a little town called Casadega, and we're getting a new Tim Hortons. Now, I just have to tell you that because I'm a Canadian, eh? And that's one of our natural things that we all love to have.
I don't know if it's natural, John, but I have to say that when people come to visit for the summertime, beginning June 21st, at the very latest, there it may be open earlier, but Lucy's Cafe in Lilydale, in my opinion, is 10 times better than Tim Hortons. But I am not a Canadian. But if you haven't been in there, you definitely have to check it out. And I believe they run their own private chocolate factory upstairs, so you can also get their special chocolates. And these are just things, you know, we're not paid to say these things. We just really love it here, and we love the little shops. And of course, starting last year, you can also come get a massage or acupuncture here in Lilydale. And all that information you can get, you know, on lilydaleassembly.org, or, you know, when you arrive here in Lilydale, you can ask it at the cafe or the office, and everyone will be happy to share that information with you. So we're just a little bit excited because we just got back from Florida and saw the catalogs for the first time. And that's why we're kind of going a little bit crazy talking about all the special events that are coming up. We do have people who have sent us questions for you, John, by text message, which we also welcome. If you're one of those people that's feeling a little bit shy, too shy to call in, but you still want to ask a question, you're more than welcome to send us a text at 716-467-5552. Again, that number is 716-467-5552. And then, of course, the number to call in if you'd like to call in and talk to John directly is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And, John, we have a question coming from a local town here, Fredonia. And Janice wants to know, she says she has a project coming up that's going to be about 3 months long, and she wants to know if you could tune in for her and see if this project's going to be successful. She says it's a little bit risky and she's a little bit nervous.
Okay. Okay, as I tune into that, you know, I really want to talk about your budget. Okay? Because I definitely get a feeling that it's really going to depend on how you plan and fan this out. But I really get a feeling of it's within your budget. It is possible, okay? And that's all I really get about it. Again, it's within your budget, but that means you have to budget yourself, and it is totally possible, okay? And I'm sorry, but that's all I get with that one. Okay. Now, I want to say a little bit about some of the guests that are coming to Lilydale also. And the Tibetan monks are going to be here this summer. They're going to be opening up camp for us. And for those of you who have never seen the Tibetan monks, you are definitely in a treat. Now, they make a mandala, and it's something very magical. And they'll be singing and chanting their songs, and a lovely time. The Tibetan monks have actually been coming to Lilydale for many, many, many years now. And I feel personally very close to them because many years ago, I had the opportunity of being with and learning some things literally from the Dalai Lama in Montreal, Canada. And I had an opportunity to go visit Dharamsala, where the Tibetan monks live and where the Dalai Lama lives. So we're very happy to have them. And Joyce, what about the healing temple? The healing temple has been all fixed up, okay? And there's air conditioning, and it's going to be beautiful. So every Sunday night at 8:30, I'm giving what we call our home circle. And people come from literally all around the world. And in that home circle, we teach you how to awaken your higher self and how the higher mind thinks, how to turn off and on at will your intuitive mind, and how to get to know who your spirit guides are in mediumship. So come and join us every Sunday night, and twice a day in the summertime, the healing temple. And you can go and sit in front of an amazing healer and get healing. So we really hope you take advantage of the beautiful healing temple this summer. Okay, so if you like to phone in,
the number is 818-739-8818. So, John, we actually have a question that came in by text from Susan in Batavia, New York. Susan has a love interest named Danny and wants to know if his interest in her is gone. She told him she didn't want to be, just one of many women. So will he ever feel the urge to contact her again, or is it now a lost cause?
Again?
Susan.
Okay. Let me see what I get. This is only my interpretation because, honey, you know, this is such an important question for you that you're asking. And as I go visit him, though, it feels like at this time he just wants to simply be your friend. Okay? And I get a feeling that you are suspicious that you may never be able to trust him again. And I got that feeling that you're probably right. Okay? Now, again, I get a feeling that at this stage, it feels like he just wants to be a friend. Okay? And as I'm tuning into him more, I feel as though he begin to get a little bit of cold feet. So, yes, you do deserve someone better, someone that would like to be serious with you. I realize that you're looking for a life partner, okay? But this person is not that type of person. They were in your life for a little while, and it is and was an important relationship to you. But as far as going into the future with this, I keep on getting a feeling that they just simply just want to be a friend because they're not emotionally ready to commit themselves in the way that you would like them to commit themselves. Okay, and God bless you, honey, and thank you. Thank you very much for calling us. Okay, and so here we are at Lilydale, and it was raining today, but the sun is coming out. You know, realize that I think it was 85 degrees here in Lilydale today, and we're very happy that it's getting warmer and warmer. And here's Joyce.
So John mentioned that we're going to have the Tibetan monks here in Lilydale. And just for those of you guys who don't know yet, don't have a catalog, that's going to be June 22nd through the 25th. The Tibetan monks come and people get to take part in some of, you know, the demonstrations. Sometimes the Tibetan monks teach people how to do that special kind of throat, what do you call it, chanting? it's a little difficult for a woman to do it. I'm not sure if we're physically capable. I tried to do it. I'm not sure if you need your Adam's apple or what, but they come and they do a lot of special things with the people here in Lilydale, and they do a demonstration of the mandalas and do an opening and closing ceremony, and that's really special. And sometimes you can even catch them playing basketball. Yes, the Tibetan monks play basketball, and some of them love Burger King. Yes. Then on July 5th through the 6th, Colin Bates is going to be a special guest here. And some of the other featured highlights in Lilydale is going to be John Two Hawks, Native American famous flute player musician, Thomas John. Then there's going to be the Crystal Skull with Mitchell Hedges, Neil Donald Walsh. A lot of you may have read one of his books. Myra Kelly, Joseph Shields, our very own local spirit artist. He travels a lot, does a lot of classes with internationally known psychic medium Janet Nohavik. She's also going to be here August 22nd to the 24th. Mavis Patilla, one of the mentors to the mediums from England. John, you have seen Mavis Patilla in action, right?
Yes, I love Mavis, and a lot of us do here at Lilydale. You can say that the wisdom that this lady has is amazing, and we're very happy that she is able to come to Lilydale. And recently, Joyce, she has been traveling through Florida, through New York, and also with Janet Nohavik, who's opening up that new center in Rochester. Okay. And you took a course from Mavis last year, didn't you, Joyce?
That's right, I did. In fact, she put me on the spot and made me do a demonstration in front of a couple hundred people, but thankfully it worked out nicely. She's amazing, and I really look forward to her coming back. And I don't want to forget to mention there were two more people who were season highlights, actually three, the twins, Sharon Klingler and Sandra Taylor. They're very dynamic, and they have a number of books out on mediumship and power words, all sorts of past life regressions, so many different spiritual topics. They're really an amazing pair, and they're going to be teaching a lot of workshops here this summer, but their special event is going to be August 23rd to the 25th. And then, of course, the illustrious John C. White. He's going to be teaching his special workshop August 30th to September 1st. And John, tell us a little bit about what's going to be in that workshop.
Okay, well, what the workshop is Friday night, Joyce. We're teaching people how to work with natural law in mediumship and how the higher mind thinks. And then on Saturday, we are working with lucid dreaming. And actually, when I was with the Dalai Lama in Montreal, Canada, he gave us a little bit of a technique how to teach the lamas in Tibet how to soul travel. And so we'll be working with that and how to use dreams and lucid dreaming for the purpose of solving problems. And then we also have a course on, my favorite one is actually medical intuitive. Now, you all heard of Edgar Cayce, or a lot of you have. And Edgar Cayce was well known as the sleeping prophet. And actually, he used to go to the White House with other mediums and demonstrate in that facility. And so I have the opportunity of teaching something called medical intuitive. And for those of you who don't know that, what it is, for instance, you can say someone's name to me. It doesn't matter where they live in the physical world, and I can go visit them. And the medical intuitive can go through their health body and talk about different possibilities they have and different diseases they have and perhaps ways that they can help themselves. And Edgar Cayce was very well known for that. And of course, Joyce, then we have the mediumship on that weekend too. And we're teaching people how to get to know who their spirit guides are. Now, why would you want to know who your spirit guides and angels are? When you get to know who your spirit guides are, you get to know your Akashic records. And you get to know perhaps the natural talent that God gave you. So when you get to know your guides, you really get an insight into what some people may consider your purpose in life and the direction that would be most profitable for you. And of course, then there's angels. And the angels, of course, come from the higher spheres. And recently, we were in Florida. Joyce and I were in Florida. And I was actually tuning into a lot of different angels. So they also come around us and help to inspire us. We were teaching at a very beautiful center in Hollywood, Florida, where they teach Reiki healing, and they've been doing it for many, many years. And of course, here at Lilydale also, you can come and take courses on Reiki healing and other forms of healing. And so here we are in Lilydale, New York. And if you would like to phone in, we're here for you at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. Okay.
John, we have a couple of questions that came in by text message. One of them is from Sarah in Buffalo. And Sarah wants to know if you could tune in for her and tell her if you can sense any angels or spirit guides around her, and if so, what do they want to communicate to her at this time?
Okay, let me tune in to her. As I'm tuning into Sarah, I seem to be tuning into also a man. He feels like he must have been part of the family. I don't know if it's an uncle. I don't know who he is. It could be on mother's side of the family. So sometimes we also have people who are in the family who have passed on and also try to inspire us in different ways. Okay, but now I'm seeing a yogi around her, and so if you haven't done yoga, then I feel as though that you'll be involved in that. Now let me say something to you. Yoga is more than hatha yoga. It's not just the physical exercises. There's the mental exercises. There's the breathing exercises. There's the concentration exercises. So I am really seeing symbols and disciplines that have to do with yoga around you. And then I just saw an angel around you also. Oh, and here comes a dog that had passed on in your family that I sensed around you. Now, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of angels called Michael in heaven, but all of a sudden when I was tuning into you, I also got a feeling of an angel, a higher being, a light, an angel, and I heard the name Michael with that. And I'm also getting a feeling of a grandmother coming very, very close to you also. Okay? So we ought to encourage you not to get discouraged about studying. We seem to be tuning into you, and you're getting a little bit discouraged about studying. So please don't do that, because I really feel as though, you may be going through a little bit of a cycle right now, but as time goes on, I know that you'll get back into it, and I know that you will be very successful. I seem to be angels around you that are interested in the healing art. So this may mean that you also, in some way, may be interested in the healing arts. Now, when we think of the healing arts, remember, the healing arts is like a tree with many different branches. I'm not really sure what branch you will go into, but that seems to be really a natural for you. And there's also that thought about you thinking of becoming a teacher. So anything to do with the healing arts and teaching, I get a feeling of would be your way to go. Okay, thank you. Oh, and by the way, there were twins in your family tree too. Okay, so we're coming back to you. And we want to talk about the beautiful energy that is around everybody. And everybody has guides and angels around them, okay? And now, when you're a child, remember it says in the Bible, in order to enter the kingdom of God, you have to become like a child. Well, what does that mean exactly? Well, a child is producing what is known as alpha brainwaves all the time until the age roughly around 3.5 years old. And we don't get to make those brainwaves as adults as we're sleeping, having fun, or meditating. And so it's really, the child has access to another part of the brain that we only have access to, again, when we're sleeping, when we're laughing and having a lot of fun and a lot of joy in our life, and also basically when we're meditating. And so that's why a child can soak things in, okay? And that's why the magic child inside of you gets awakened when you meditate.
And when you pursue a spiritual life. Okay.
Okay. Two questions. One, Sarah texted with the follow-up question. She wants to know why you told her that there are twins in her family. Is there a special purpose for that? And then, John, then I'll follow up with the other caller.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean, Sarah, I didn't mean to. But all of a sudden, when I was leaving you, I had a feeling of twins in the family tree. So that means genetically there will be future twins in the family tree because of that. And that's what I meant. Okay? It just kind of came in when I was leaving you. Okay. And Joyce, what was the other question?
The other question came from a caller in New York City, and they said they want to know if you can help with a dream interpretation. They said recently they had a dream where they were with a partner who had a beautiful, very, very valuable piece of art, very, very high up in a special attic, and the art was worth millions of dollars, and it seemed to be very prominent in the dream, and so they're wanting to know if you can tune into that.
Yes. Okay. Now, I got this idea, this dream interpretation thing I'm going to give with you through Edgar. It's one of the Edgar Casey exercises, actually. Okay. So depending on what room you have the dream in would have a lot to do with the interpretation. So the attic is above all other rooms. So this has to do with your higher self or higher thinking. The art is the artist who lives inside of you and how valuable that is. And so it seems like to me intuitively that your higher mind was trying to help you to realize that there's a beautiful artist inside of you and it's priceless. And if you pursue that and don't get discouraged and pursue that, then beautiful things will happen to you. But is this not true also? We are the artists of our own life. We paint the canvas of our life, and basically then we live it out. And we make our own happiness or unhappiness, you know, as we obey or disobey the nature's physical and spiritual laws. But the purpose of your dream is that you are the amazing artist. And the attic is basically perhaps a place that you go to in your own house that you don't go very often, but I think it's trying to get you to go into your higher self more. And that's the interpretation of the dream. And thank you very much for asking that, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people have similar dreams and they don't quite understand them.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, John. And next we have a caller from one of our favorite places in the world, Florida, right outside of Tampa. We have Mike. Mike, are you here with us?
Yeah.
Hello, Mike. Yeah. How are you tonight?
Hey, John. How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I wanted. How you been?
Okay. Well, we just got back a couple of days ago, and we're getting ready. We're gonna have a very big season here at Lilydale. We're just getting ready to do that. And how
okay. How's your weather up there?
Well, you just happened to ask. It just was pouring rain outside. But
great.
It got up to the 80s today, but it'll probably go down to 40 tomorrow.
Well, I'm going up there tomorrow to help my mom.
Where are you going?
The Rhinebeck area, Kingston, near Kingston. Poughkeepsie area? Yeah,
okay,
you know,
yes.
Kingston?
Yes.
That area.
Yeah,
yeah, well, I wanted to ask you actually about that area. There's a place called Big Indian. What do you sense about that area, Big Indian?
Okay, let me go there. You know, the visions I'm getting is I'm actually thinking of buffalo. So there was a time when there could have been buffalo, okay? And what I seem to be getting intuitively, I'm watching in my mind different North American Native villages that were there, okay? I do get a feeling that I'm actually getting a vision also that there was a, a young man, an Indian man, I should say an indigenous man, who was very tall, very almost like a gentle giant, okay? And he was a healer, okay? And so that's what I get. So there must be something about that place. But it was obviously a place where North American natives had villages, and basically where the buffalo did roam, by the way. Have you ever been there before?
Well, my family's from up there, but not exactly there, but in the Catskills.
Okay.
Big Indians in the Catskills.
Okay. It must have been a beautiful place. I'm also seeing foxes and all sorts of beautiful animals that live there. It was like a garden, a natural garden.
What do you sense about the energy there more recent, here in the last 20th century? Because I know some spiritual teachers that did some, work up there.
When you say that, there's two things I got. Before you finish your question, I tune into all the development that's going on there. Okay, so that's obviously one thing that's going on there. All the new developments, and the other thing that did go on there, I don't know why I'm looking at an Asian teacher, okay, but I get a feeling of there's an Asian teacher, and he probably was very good at working with his life force, and I'm also getting an impression of a center there, a spiritual center, and I also am being told about I'm sensing different retreats that you could actually, they could actually go there too. But I really, when you asked that question, I really got an Asian teacher that was there. Who was the man that you knew there?
Well, a guy, I didn't exactly know him, but Muktananda, he was from India.
Okay. Yes.
And
yes.
He did some work up there. Ram Dass did some work up there. And a guy by the name of Rudy, he did some work up there. And now there's a guy that I just talked to recently, and his name is Lama Rangbar. He kind of looks after the place now.
You know what?
Lama
That's
Rangbar. He's not Asian. He's from Jersey. But he actually, after high school, he went to Tibet and lived there for 20 years.
Yeah, though he has the Asian energy. He may not be physically, he may not be an Asian man, but he obviously carries that energy with him.
Well, what's interesting was that place that I told you about last year when I was up there, I had stopped into the Tibetan Center. And come to find out, that lady that came and visited me for that teacher, I said something to Lama Rangbar about it, and he told me that her father was his teacher Tibet.
Wow, nice. Nice.
Well, anyway, I wanted to mention to you that I had 5 bald eagles come by in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, really? That's very rare. Now, do you live in the country?
I live about 9 miles from 75.
Okay. Now, for people who are listening, that's in Florida.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what major city are you near?
Well, I would say Tampa would be the largest city that I'm near. North of Tampa.
Okay. You know, Mike, when I'm talking to you, I'm also thinking of a North American native. Have you ever felt a North American native guide around you?
Yes, I have, and I've been having some more visions and different things happening where I feel like I'm going through a different shift energetically. More stuff is going on within my back and nervous system and a lot of different changes.
Okay. Well, okay, Mike, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to stop up there, so I'll be thinking about you when I check it out. So
really
you
nice
say the Asian energy is up there.
Oh, yeah, but I think that's that man that you said who's doing a lot of work there now, even though he may not be Asian, but basically he carries that energy.
He's from Jersey.
Yeah, but he's
because he's carrying that energy up there, that's what you were picking up on.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, thanks,
Mike. Okay,
very
good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, one of approximately 50 registered mediums here in Lilydale, New York. If you don't know where Lilydale is, it's about an hour south of Buffalo, or as I like to say, an hour and 15 minutes south of Niagara Falls. It's a little bit nicer of an association. And we're also quite close to the very famous Chautauqua Institution. If you come up to Lilydale this summer or in the future, you know, you might want to check out that beautiful institution as well. They have many special events going on. And if you happen to be here for the first weekend that Lilydale's open, June 21st, you can take part in the opening ceremonies at noon. They're going to raise the flag. They're going to have a butterfly release. They're going to have an outdoor message service at Inspiration Stump, a service in the auditorium, an outdoor message service at the Forest Temple, another message service at Inspiration Stump. And if you haven't been to one of these, you know, sometimes it's 100 or a few hundred people in the audience, and then a number of mediums, usually about half a dozen or so, come up and give messages to, you know, maybe three different audience members. So they always tell you, if you want to be one of the chosen ones, wear something kooky, like a big flower in your hair or a bright color. And also, you know, at 7 p.m. there will be a healing service at the Healing Temple. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience for so many people, and there are many amazing stories of miraculous healings and, you know, emotional releasing and just, you know, general feelings of peace, you know, when people go to the Healing Temple. At 8 p.m., there's going to be silver tea, and everybody's welcome to that. Some people get dressed up in Victorian attire, and other people just wear their normal clothes, and nobody cares which one you choose, but it's always fun to get dressed up, and there will be lots of food and excited patrons of Lilydale. So that is Friday, June 21st, beginning at noon. And John, we have someone who sent you a question by text. That person wants to know if you can tune in to a larger world event and see if you could pick up who might be the main characters in the next presidential election.
Okay. Well, I would love to, but I'm not really politically inclined, so I'm gonna bypass that.
Well, what about your spirit guides?
Okay. I want to stay neutral. I don't want to go into politics at all. Okay, well, I was just told that I'm just a messenger. Well, let me just say something. More than likely, Trump will win again. Okay, more than likely. And that's all I'm going to say. Okay, and that's actually, I'm not even an American. I'm a Canadian. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have another person who sent a message by text, and they're wondering if you can use your medical intuitive skills, John, to tune in and see if there's anything going on in her body that she needs to know about. Her name is Janice in Buffalo, New York.
Okay. Now, before I even try to do that, I have to acknowledge that I'm not a doctor, and I know that whatever I say to you, that you obviously use your own intelligence also.
But as I'm tuning into you, I seem to be a little bit in the respiratory system. Now, if I'm misinterpreting that, it could be something to do with allergies at this time. But I seem to be in the respiratory system with you. And then I travel into your body. I seem to go onto one of the hips, and there seems to be a little bit of a stiffness there. And then as I tune into you also, I seem to get tuning into your headaches that you seem to get. But, you know, headaches are really basically, I get headaches myself when I drink a lot of coffee, then I don't drink coffee for a while. It's called a detox, okay? And the other impression I get with you, I love that you're thinking of going to the gym. I love that you're thinking of doing more walking. Because that's really good for you to do. Now, this is only my interpretation. Remember, I'm not a doctor, but I'm also sensing if this is not you, if someone very close to you who is having literally a hard time walking at this time. And there's actually exercise equipment that I believe can help that individual. So if you go to a gym, it's called the rowing machine. It's like imagine rowing a boat, okay? And so there's a rowing machine that helps you with your legs and also with your upper body, and that's what I seem to be getting. Okay, I think you didn't ask for this, but I may have just tuned into your father, who had passed on and just simply wants to say hello, and would like to make sure that you listen to the doctor and the medicine that the doctor has prescribed for you. Okay, good. Thank you. So you're talking to John White here at Lilydale, New York. Now, somebody may be wondering, how did he do that? Well, it's a medical intuitive. And you can also learn how to be a medical intuitive. And when I hear somebody's name, it doesn't matter where they live in the world. I can go visit them through remote viewing and tune into them. Now, I personally know thousands of people who know how to do that. And many, many years ago, there was a course called Silva, S-I-L-V-A, Silva Mind Control course that taught many of us how to do that. Okay.
John, next up we have a caller from California. Her name is Miranda. And Miranda's hoping that you could tune in and sense her angels and spirit guides around her and see if there's anything that they want to communicate to her. Miranda, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Yes.
Hi, Miranda. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yes, go ahead.
Well, as soon as Joyce said your name, I saw two angels around you. I see the color blue. Okay. That's a male angel. But I get a feeling this has to do with higher studies. Now, this may sound kind of trivial, but I get a feeling of it has to do with meditation. And it seems like if you're not in a group where you have an opportunity to practice a little bit more discipline in your meditations, I believe that you will. And this being is also talking about your dream world and how you get a lot of intuitive insights through your dreams. Okay. Now, may I ask you a question? Has your father passed on, honey?
No, not yet. No, he's
okay.
Seems to be fine.
Well, I'm not saying he is, but who is like a father figure to you who's passed on?
Oh gosh. I wouldn't know. I don't really have any father figure that passed on. Oh, wait, this
okay.
one person. But I never actually met him, my father-in-law.
Okay, well, doesn't mean he doesn't know you, okay?
Yes, that's true. That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I didn't mean to tune into him, but I just got a feeling of him basically when I was tuning into the angels. And then I saw this beautiful pink light around you. Now, I'm not sure if this is an angel or a grandmother. Were you very close to a grandmother?
Not very close, but I used to meet one grandmother off and off while I was growing up.
Okay, I think I'm suspicious that this is, I'm misinterpreting this. It's not an angel, it's actually a grandmother. And it's normal that they would try to help us to try to inspire us. Now, let me just ask you something. If I'm tuning into this right, did you remember this grandmother being quite religious and reading the Bible?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. Okay. Because now remember that this is your grandmother. This is not God speaking. Okay? Because she showed you the Bible and she's just trying to encourage you to pursue a spiritual life. Okay? That's the energy that I get from her. Now, was there we have a few moments. Was there a very specific question that you wanted to ask us today about your life besides the guides and teachers?
Oh, I have so many questions. I guess regarding my move, I'm hoping to move. And I put my home on the market. I did ask you about this once, I think, a few weeks back. I'm not quite certain about the time.
Well, the good news, I don't have a clue what I told you. So why don't you just say,
I'm just wondering when you see it. Yeah, when you see the house moving, I think you said that you had a good feeling. I don't recall exactly. I don't think you specified a...
Okay, now, in order for me to tune into your house, you need to say the address in the street so I can go visit you. Go ahead, please.
Yes, it's 575.
And what street is it on?
Oh, I'd rather not mention that, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, let me see what I can do then.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that it can't go before the fall time, okay? But this is all about energy. So I seem to be into the fall, the end of August, beginning of September. That feels like the energy is there. Now, the other impression I get, it probably will go in the fall time, but it could go sooner if you lower your price. But that's up to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you hold to the price that you want, I would say, the energy says that in September, you should get your price. You should get the value out of this. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you very much for calling us tonight. God bless. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Miranda from California. And you are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, one of the approximately 50 registered mediums here in Lilydale, New York. We have about just over 10 minutes left of the show, so if you'd like to call in and ask John a question or share a story of a spiritual or mystical nature or story of a special healing you receive, we love to hear from you. 818-739-8818. And, John, we have a question from Sarah in Pittsburgh. And Sarah wants to know... Yeah, she says she has so many passions and interests, and she feels torn in a few different directions. She wants to know, if you see potential for her in the field of mediumship, because she feels very passionate about this, and she has since she was young.
Okay. Actually, as I'm tuning into you, I was tuning into actually that some of your ancestors, some of your loved ones who have passed on, also had an interest in that. Okay, I said some of them also had an interest in that. So you could say genetically it's in your blood, okay? And I actually did see you studying it's not necessarily me, but studying with some of the mediums here at Lilydale. I did see you studying with them. So I do believe that the passion you have is authentic. I do believe that the passion is not going away, okay? Now, look, be open to the idea of the angels and the beings of light coming to you, visit you in your dream world, because I get a feeling of you're going to get insight and get prophecy into your own development, and I do believe it'll happen through your dream world. Thank you very much. You know, Joyce... just the other day, I heard you saying a prayer. And for all you animals lovers, let's say that prayer for them. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. And where there is despair, hope. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. So for those of you who love St. Francis of Assisi and the animal kingdom, that prayer was for you. Joyce, we have just a few more moments left.
Well, we have someone who texted you a question, but actually it's more of a statement. One of your fans, one of your many fans, John, it's Luann from North Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she says that she has a special request for you for an encore of your workshop on Eastern mediumship in the lovely Lilydale. Last year, you taught that workshop for the first time, and in fact, we had feedback from one of the students there who happens to be a friend of John's, Jeannie in Rochester. I know she won't mind me mentioning this, but she since had some Kundalini experiences after she had that workshop. In fact, she spontaneously started channeling some things. And by the way, I know that Jeannie would want us to mention she has a niece who goes by the name Mama Medium on TLC. And please tune in for our friend Jeannie to Mama Medium on TLC. I think it's been on for one or two seasons, and Jeannie's very, very proud. Very proud. She's from Rochester. Both of them are from Rochester. So tune in and be proud of your Western roots if you're from Western New York. And John, we have a caller from Cheektowaga, New York. His name is Kevin, and he wants to ask you just a few quick questions to tune in to, I believe, his work situation and a few other things. Kevin, are you here with us?
Yes.
Hi, Kevin. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing today?
Okay. Okay. Now, go ahead.
No, well, I was going to ask you just a few questions.
Now, you have to speak. We're having a hard time hearing you, Kevin.
I was just going to ask you a few questions.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The first one is I just got a new house. I was wondering how were the people living in there in the past? Like, are they still in there from a long time ago or something?
You know, when you said I just got a new house, I really heard you saying I just got a new home. So it's not a house. It's a home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Home.
That's
yeah.
the energy there. And I very, this may sound unusual with you, that the people, some of the people that did live there, who's passed on, that come to visit now and again, they're very happy that you have bought this home. Okay?
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're very happy. Now, I get a feeling there must have been a lot of children in that home at one time. There's a man that I'm getting that would have lived in that home. And I don't know why I'm seeing him in a military uniform, but I see him in a military uniform, and I'm going,
wait,
my God, how old is this house? I saw an old radio. How old is this house?
It's very old. Very old.
Pardon me?
It's very old.
Yeah, because I saw like an old gramophone record player and an old radio and you know, like a man that seems to be in the Second World War, if I'm getting this right. But I believe they're very happy that you have purchased this home. But I see a family there. Do you have children?
No, not yet.
But that was a good answer. Not yet. But I really get it.
Not yet.
It's a family home. Okay. So that's really, really good energy. Good. Now, was there another question you wanted to ask us today?
Yes. It's about work.
Okay.
Yes. I'm getting like a strange feeling like in the last few weeks. I think my second job is trying to push me out the door.
Okay. Now I'm not gonna. Since it's local, I'm not gonna get you. Sometimes I like to get to know who your boss's name is so I can go visit them. But let's not do that because it's local. Who knows who's listening? Okay. So let me just hear you say your first and last name. Let me hear you say your first and last name very clearly, and then I'll get very specific things.
Kevin Smith.
Okay, let me see what I get. Okay, now it's not because what you said, but I really feel it's getting time for you to go. Okay? Let me see what I get. Why do I see this? I don't know if this is an educational place or a place to have education. Are you thinking of getting some more training?
No.
Okay, well, I mean your future, and I do see now everybody works with computers today to a certain extent, but I do get a feeling of you're going to have an opportunity to learn to be able to use artificial intelligence, which is computers, to help you to enhance you in your work. Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, that kind of doesn't make sense because I did get offered a new job with computers.
Okay. And so what do you think about it?
I mean, I like to move around a lot. See, that's the thing. I don't like to sit down all day.
Okay. Well, you know, that's the first thing that came to me. But that's what I have to leave with that. And we do have to go. And thank you very much for calling in. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, you're speaking with John White, one of the 50-odd mediums here to live in Lilydale. And I'm here with Joyce Kelly, our host. And we're going to have an amazing season this year. And so before we go, Joyce, would you like to say something to our listeners from North America, Australia, and England?
Well, we just want to say that we're so happy that you've tuned in to our show. And in fact, next week we're going to have a special edition where John is going to be broadcasting from Williamsville, New York. It's a beautiful suburb of Buffalo. And he's going to be doing a church service that is through Santosha. It's another spiritual community that's sort of seemed to be born out of the Fellowship of the Spirit right outside of Lilydale. So it's a lovely church. And if you're in the area, we'd love to see you there. It's going to be next Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then John, of course, will give special messages. And the following week, we hope to have our friend Randy Sands, the famous animal communicator from Hollywood, Florida. And Randy's just amazing in so many ways. The Amazing Randy. No, we don't want to call her the Amazing Randy because all the mediums know who that is. He's not a friendly guy to mediums. But in any event, we hope that you'll tune in to our show next week. And we hope that you will come and visit us here in Lilydale in just a few short weeks and check out the catalog because you know what? You don't even have to wait for the season to begin to participate in some of the classes and special events here.
How can people get the catalog, Joyce?
You can call the office and special request it, or you can go online and request it, I believe, and lilydaleassembly.org. John, would you like to say a closing prayer?
Okay. Thank you. So there's a saying that it's possible to be alone, but it's lonely. I should say it's possibly lonely, but it's impossible to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would literally blow your mind. So the angels and the Christ light that's in each and every one of us is with us and will continue to be with us. And remember, you're not alone. There's always someone around you, loved ones and guides and people that love you. Okay. And on behalf of myself and Joyce and the Lilydale Assembly, thank you for tuning into journeys of the light.
Amen.